Hey, Mama, welcome back to the Joyful Mamahood podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. And today is Quick Tip Tuesday, and we are going to be talking about how your best day actually starts the day before, and how you can figure out where that needs to start for your life and for your family. Let's get started. You know motherhood should be sweeter than this. You are done being stressed out, overwhelmed, and barely keeping your head above water. You've tried to be everything to everyone, and you completely lost yourself in the process. The house is a mess, the kids don't listen, and you can hardly remember the last time you had a date night and really connected with your man. And sleep? What's that? In the middle of the distraction, the noise, the laundry, and the dishes, you started to think that you had to choose between having a successful career or staying home with your kids. But the truth is, you can have it all. The successful career, fun, connected relationships, and a home that feels like a refuge. I'm Kim Macklin, mamahood mentor and certified professional life coach, military spouse of 22 years, classroom teacher turned homeschooling mama to three amazing kiddos, and the host of this podcast, where you will be equipped and empowered to create your own joyful mamahood as you navigate working from home and raising incredible humans. It's time to trade chaos for calm and begin to truly love being a mom, no matter what season of motherhood you are in, so you can yell less, laugh more, and finally rock your career and your motherhood without sacrificing your marriage. Grab your favorite drink or your latest load of laundry, and let's dive deep into positive parenting, time management, marriage, and family. They say raising kids takes a village, Mama. Welcome to the hood. So in this Quick Tip Tuesday, we are talking about how your best day starts the day before. And this really came up again. It comes up with my clients in my signature coaching program, the Joyful Mamahood Mentorship. And it also came up in the time workshop that I just did last week. And if you weren't in attendance for that, it is not too late to go grab the replay and all of the resources for that. And you can go to kimmacklin.com/timeworkshop and you can register and get all of that sent right to your email. In the time workshop, I was walking a mama through creating space for everything that was important to her. So she had nailed down the things that she needed to thrive to be able to get all of her needs met that were in the six pillars of a joyful mamahood. And one of the things that she was recognizing is that everything just kept getting pushed in her day. Her day was filled with too much. She was trying to squeeze way too much in to the small amount of hours that she had. And then when something popped up, then she would get further and further behind, and then would find that, like, you know, she hadn't homeschooled and she needed to fit that in. And there were a few other things that needed to be fit in. And then dinner would be late and kids' bedtime would be late and her husband would be asleep by the time that she got into bed, and then she would stay up late to just really have a minute to herself, because who doesn't like a quiet house and a minute to herself? And what I also find is that much of the time this is happening to many moms who are feeling exhausted and overwhelmed and stressed out, and they're craving this time to just do whatever they want or to recharge, and they're staying up too late and then going to bed too late, not getting the sleep that they need, and waking up to their day instead of waking up for their day. And the difference there is when you're waking up for your day, there's this excitement and this energy of what there is to look forward to, versus when you're waking up to your day, it's like everyone needs everything from you all at once, and things are coming in at all different directions before you can even get your feet on the floor. You're being bombarded, right? And so we want to really try to create a day that we're waking up for, because that's where the joy comes in and we feel less overwhelmed and stressed out. And so as I was asking her some questions, to figure out what her domino is. It's the thing that knocks down all the other things easily. And how far do you need to back up your day to be able to have that happen? So, which is where your best day actually starts the night before. But to be able to have that night before, it really starts the day before. And so, for example, if you want to get in bed early, or at least like at a reasonable time, you need to get your kids in bed early. But to get your kids in bed early, then you need to start dinner early so that you can clean up the house early. And so we've got to work backwards.
Hey, Mama. Before you go, so as you did go you know that there process, is a community specifically yourself, for what joyful mamahood listeners? That's right.
I need
even
to have
though
the kids
this episode
in
is
bed.
Over, we don't
and
have to say
to
goodbye
look
just
for
yet.
Each family.
Grab
so
a friend
about that.
And follow the
and
link to the joyful mamahood community in the show in notes for deeper
say,
conversations around today's episode.
What time do
and
you
to connect
need
with other mamas in the hood.
Start
thanks for
the
listening to the
routine.
Joyful Mamahood podcast
you
with your host, Kim Macklin.
Read books, brush teeth,
if you loved
get pajamas
this episode,
on, all of those
please
things.
Subscribe on your
back
favorite
that up,
podcast
add a little
app,
buffer time,
and
like an extra
take a
10
moment
minutes.
To review it on iTunes.
And
your
then
review
ask
helps
yourself,
other mamas find this podcast. And lets
long
me
does it
know
take for us to
that
eat dinner?
You are loving what
okay.
you hear.
When do I
you
need
can
to
also
have dinner
take a screenshot
the
of this episode,
on that
tag me, and share it on
then
your socials.
Then you'll ask yourself,
now get out there and create your own
does it take
joyful
for me
mamahood.
To cook dinner? When would be a good time to start cooking dinner? Maybe that's 4:30 for you. Maybe it's 4 o'clock. It could even be 3:30 for you. Depends on what your situation is and what your family looks like. So as you think about this, you might be saying, like this mama that I was working with, I'm already so behind. I didn't get X, Y, and Z done. I didn't homeschool my kids today. Whatever it is, whatever is that very pressing heavy weight that's weighing you down, that obligation that you feel like you need to check the box or you need to do, I'd invite you to ask yourself the question, what is more important for me in this moment? What's going to help you reach your goal of getting kids in bed, getting yourself to bed, getting the sleep that you need, connecting with your husband before he falls asleep, all of that? What in this moment is the most important thing? And if you've discovered that the domino is having dinner starting at 4 o'clock, where you start transitioning at the transition time, like where you start transitioning into dinner, then start that at 4 o'clock. It isn't going to matter 2 weeks from now, if you chose one day not to homeschool, if you chose one day not to get the laundry done, or whatever that pressing obligation is. What will matter is being consistent in your dinner to bedtime routine over the course of, you know, 3 to 5 days until you start getting the hang of it. And so you may put some other things on the back burner during this time. If you find that each day at 3:30 that there's some things that haven't gotten done, then you can be aware of that and look forward to the next day and say, okay, what went well today? What didn't go well today? How do I need to reevaluate this to show up so that I can get things done? And I also want to encourage you that it's okay to just do a little bit. So if you have, say, you want to spend 2 hours on homeschool. If you only get an hour and 40 minutes done, or you only get an hour, that's okay for that day. You can make it up another time. You can do a little more intentional schooling on a Saturday or a Sunday or a day that you might have said was off, or you could do a little bit of morning schooling in the summer before everything opens, before you hit the pool, or when it's really hot in the midday, that's when you come in and you're like, okay, we're going to get some school done. So just some different options and different ways to think about how you could reevaluate your schedule. So I want to encourage you as we wrap up this episode to really think about backing your day up, backing your evening up to the point where you need to start dinner or whatever you think that your domino is, and be able to say, okay, let's start this right now no matter what else is going on. So maybe you want to set an alarm on your phone for like 3:40 to start cleaning up and transitioning into this dinner time space. Perfect. Then you go ahead and start doing your dinner routine. You have dinner, you start into your cleanup routine, then your bedtime routine, whatever that is. And the kids are in bed at 7 o'clock or 7:30 or whatever time works for your family, instead of just wrapping up dinner because you were trying to fit in all of the things. I've made this mistake myself. And to be honest, I'm still not getting it right all the time because I am a human, imperfect human living with other imperfect humans. And things come up or I choose not to budget my time wisely and we're getting dinner on the table late, which then ends up getting a late bedtime for my kids and then for me. And then my husband and I don't end up having time to connect after the kids go to bed. Or we don't have time to connect with our teenage son after our youngest goes to bed. And that's really just not ideal. Now, once you have these kiddos of yours in bed, it's going to be very tempting to sit down on the couch and get lost in whatever series you're binge watching right now, or scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, watching reels, whatever it is that you're doing to relax. It's also probably going to be somewhat tempting to clean the whole house if that is really important to you. And so I want to encourage you to set an alarm on your phone or having some other type of audio reminder, asking your husband to invite you to come to bed at a certain time or whatever works for you. We all have different ways that we operate, and so I'm never going to hedge anybody in to one thing because I know that we are all different, and what works for one person might not work for another. And so if you have a really loud alarm that's going to wake other people in your house, you're not going to want to set it. So maybe you want to set like a timer on your watch or something like that. So just get creative. And at whatever time you want to go to bed, 20 minutes before that, start working your way to bed. Start your bedtime routine, washing your face, brushing your teeth, reading a book, whatever it is that you want for your ideal day, start doing that. And if you want lights out at 10, then I just really encourage you to know what your why is and what your goal is, because when we know what our why is, we're more likely to stick with our goal. So if your why is to wake up for your day instead of to your day because you want to really not be stressed out and feeling overwhelmed all day, remember how it feels when you get 8 hours of sleep. It may have been a minute, but if your kids wake up at 6, and you get to go to bed at 10 instead of 1, that's going to make a huge difference in your day. Even if you go to bed at 11 instead of 1, it's going to make a huge difference. So that's my quick tip for today. I hope that you found this super useful and you're able to think tomorrow about what time you want to start dinner so that you can get your kids and yourself in bed so that you can wake up day after tomorrow feeling like you're waking up for your day with a little bit more energy and excitement and intention and not as worried about the big heavy burdens that you're feeling because you are not getting all the things done. And if you really struggle with this, not feeling like you, just feeling like you don't have enough time to get all the things that are a priority done for you and to get your needs met, I highly, highly, highly recommend checking out that time workshop. The link is in the show notes, and there was so much value there. And let me know if you have any questions. Head on over to the Joyful Mamahood community. I would love to have you in that space. Have a fabulous day. Hey, Mama. Before you go, did you know that there is a community specifically for Joyful Mamahood listeners? That's right. Even though this episode is over, we don't have to say goodbye just yet. Grab a friend and follow the link to the Joyful Mamahood community in the show notes for deeper conversations around today's episode and to connect with other mamas in the hood. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Mamahood podcast with your host, Kim Macklin. If you loved this episode, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app
And take a moment to review it on iTunes. Your review helps other mamas find this podcast and lets me know that you are loving what you hear. You can also take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and share it on your socials. Now get out there and create your own joyful mamahood.